timing is particularly appropriate in view of the recent tragic events in Myanmar, and it is one of the many weather climate-related events that are inflicting damage around the world. We unfortunately are seeing a dramatic increase in the number of those events.
According to the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, in their latest report, the climate scientists now say with 90% certainty that the warming we're having today, and especially in the last 50 years, is from human activity. It means we have an obligation to try to solve it and to reduce our burning of fossil fuels, and also other issues like livestock agriculture. Having a meat diet is actually also very energy consumptive.
Meat production causes 18% of all greenhouse gas emissions. That's more than all cars, trucks and ships added together, with just 14%. So if we just all cut down our meat consumption, just for one day or more than that, become a vegetarian, then we will have a sustainable and compassionate society.
Global warming is probably the most important issue facing all of us. For taking a long-term view, we're facing an extremely serious threat of major climate change, and frankly, if we allow the current growth in livestock production to continue to occur, then all of the other things that we try and do in changing the way we generate our energy is going to be cancelled out.
This is a challenge that is quite urgent. I mean, it's really urgent. According to climatologists, we need to act soon, as in now.
Recent events in our world have shown how increasingly vulnerable our planet and all her inhabitants are to climate change. New scientific findings affirm each day that the time to act is now. On May the 22nd, 2008, in Seoul, South Korea, an international seminar drew together an assembly of leaders whose presence reflected the shared concern that global warming presents to the survival of us all. Participants included government officials of national, state, and city levels, major television and newspaper journalists, seasoned environmentalists, and environmental organization CEOs. Also attending were ordained monks and church reverends, artists and writers, as well as heads of organized teacher, parent, and student associations. Invited as an honored guest, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously accepted to a video conference broadcast live on Supreme Master Television to answer questions from seminar panelists. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free, diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her active concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of this live conference with Supreme Master Qinghai in today's part 4 of the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming.
Okay, our next question comes from Mr. Lee Byung-woo. Mr. Lee is Director of the Public Relations Department for the Korean Teachers and Educational Workers Union.
저희 선생님들도 또 제가 소속된 전국 교직원 노동조합에서도 뜻있는 분들은 참교육 실천 강령을 제정하고 학생들과 함께 텃밭 가꾸기 또 강을 사랑하기 위해서 한 달 두 달 같이 체험 학습들을 쭉 진행하고 있습니다. 우리나라의 현실에서 다른 나라도 비슷할 수 있겠습니다만 이 학벌, 입시, 이 지나친 경쟁 속에서 이 지구 온난화 그리고 생명을 살리고 지구를 살리는 이런 활동이 크게 전 사회적으로 관심은 갖고 있지 못합니다. 이런 점에서 교사로서 공교육 과정으로서 학교의 역할과 그리고 교사로서의 역할과 자세에 대해서 나아가서 지역사회와 학교와 교사가 어떻게 함께 할 수 있는지 그런 여러의 경험과 사례를 또는 좋은 말씀을 듣고 싶습니다. 고맙습니다.
Yes, Mr. Lee, you are a teacher. You know the answer. Because what is more important now, I mean in our time, in this urgent time of need, what important is to protect the children first, protect their lives before anything else. Because if they don't have their lives, even if they're highly educated, it will be the waste of the teacher's time. So, as the teachers, you are wise, and all the teachers should be wise and leader of the young that rely on the teachers. So, the teacher should tell the students what to do, should inform them more, and should encourage them to lead a better life, to be more informed about what is important to them. Not just the normal teaching standard, because we are not in a normal situation anymore. The different situation required different measurement. Okay, it's good that you take the student out to nature sometimes. Take them to slaughterhouse. Let them see the cruelty to the animals when they're being treated less than humane. Very cruel. Take them to some, you know, damaged environment area. Let them know the effect of it. Let them know about global warming facts. Let them know all that. Spare none. They have to know. They are your students. You have to teach them what is important. Suppose one of you walk with your student into the nature, and then suddenly there's some danger come. You see? It's not a normal walk anymore. It's not a nice, quiet, strolling along between teacher and students anymore. Suddenly there comes some danger. So what do? You have to tell them immediately how to react. You cannot continue walking the way you used to do with your children. So it's the same right now. Our house is on fire. Our planet is in peril. You have to inform them. You have to take immediate action. Tell them what to do. Lead them into a better life. They look upon you. They will be grateful. And I will be grateful to you too. Thank you for your question. Thank you for your concern. Please do something. 감사합니다.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
예, 안녕하십니까. 저는 한국에서 환경운동을 약 30년 동안 해왔습니다. 오늘 이 자리에 온 거는 그 지구온난화와 지구를 살리자는 주제 때문에 저의 그동안 활동해왔던 관심사였기 때문에 특별히 이 자리에 왔었고 개인적으로는 칭하인 무장수 선생님은 인류에 대한 박애정신 이런 정도만 알았었는데 채식이 되는 것이 어떤 정신적인 휴양이라든가 이런 인간의 영성, 성숙 정도만 생각했었고 그런데 오늘 이 자리에 와서 보니까 채식이 곧 지구 온난화를 해결하는 하나의 걸음, 해결 방법이 되는 걸 우리가 저도 굉장히 좀 새로운 시각에서 칭하의 무상사님을 접하게 됐습니다. 한 가지 제가 여쭙고 싶은 거는 저는 30년 동안 한국에서 그 활동하면서 주로 이 동물보다는 식물, 나무라든가 물이라든가 이 자연환경에 주로 그 자연환경의 생명을 살리는 쪽에 활동하게 되었습니다. 그런데 그러면서도 뭐 채식이라든가 뭐 이런 쪽은 하질 않았죠. 예. 그리고 제 주변에 보면 또 유엔 환경, 그 지구 환경에 관련된 활동가들도 보면은 채식주자에는 제가 쉽게 찾질 못했습니다. 저 역시도 그렇고. 이런 입장에서, 칭하이 무상선님께서 초반기에 말씀하셨지만은 채식을 지구의 인구의 3분의 2 정도 해야 지금 지구 기후변화라든가 이런 재앙을 억제할 수 있는 그런 현실적인 방법을 말씀하셨는데 저 개인적으로는 제가 활동했던 경험의 모든 걸 추측해 볼 때 어떤 나무 한 그루라든가 정부 정책 개발하는데 그걸 중지시키는 데는 무수한 노력과 투쟁을 해도 그것이 효과를 걷기가 상당히 힘듭니다. 하나 예를 든다면. 근데 지금 지구 대재앙이 이렇게 오는 상황에서 지금 채식을 해가지고 지구 인구가 3분의 2 정도 하면은 이해 되는데 저는 개인적인 경험을 바탕으로 본다면은, 상당히 이상적이지 않나 아니면 좀 피상적이지 않나 그런 개념이 쉽게 오질 않는 것이 솔직한 심정입니다. 그래서 정말 그 지구 재앙을 막기 위해서 채식을 해야 된다면은 정말 더 구체적이고 더 상징적이고 더 과학적인 이런 것들이 필요하지 않을까. 저는 그렇게 생각해서 거기에 대한 좀 답변을 좀 해주십시오. 또 하나는 지구 온난화라든가 지구를 살리는 것은 꼭 그 식물 채식뿐만 아니라 물의 오염이라든가 또 공기 오염 여러 가지 문제가 많은데 그 동물만 사랑해도 좋겠죠. 근데 그 이외에 또 자연이라는 관계는 또 무수한 생태계가 있는데 예를 들어서 사람들이 살아왔던 지금 문명의 어떤 습이라는 게 있습니다. 습관. 그래서 뭘 하지 말자는 게 이게 환경운동의 보통 그 일반적인 관례고 뭐를 하지 말자 또 뭐 이런 게 있는데 그것도 중요하지만은 그 사람들이 살아왔던 습도 어느 정도 그 관례를 인정해줘야 된다고 생각해요. 예를 들어서 머리를 샴푸를 쓰지 말자 이런 것도 좋지만은 샴푸를 쓰지 말자 하는 것도 중요하지만은 샴푸를 쓰는데 물에 오염되지 않는 그런 샴푸도 개발하는 것도 지구를 살리는 길에 또 한 방법이 아닌가. 저는 항상 그 활동하면서 대안이라는 것도 같이 만들어주면서 추가해야 되지 않나 이런 생각이 듭니다. 제 생각을 바탕으로 해서 좀 더 좋은 아이디어와 좋은 고견을 좀 듣고 싶습니다. 감사합니다.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm glad you ask. We do like this. Like everyone, instead of eating the whole week meat, they can cut down one third of the week. That's it. And then that make up the two third of the planet's population. It's not like clean cut. Two third of them have to be vegetarian. But we cut off some of the meat in everybody's diet. Because right now there are already many vegetarians in every country. It's a trend. It's just some people do not do research into this, so the idea seems to be remote. But actually, to many people on the planet, it is a way of life already, since long time. And if the other people cannot completely go vegetarian, they can go halfway vegetarian, like half a week vegetarian, like, or two-thirds of the week vegetarian, or two-thirds of the day vegetarian every day, and we go from there. You see, you're asking me the solution. I tell you what I know. Bearing in mind, that is not an easy task. And I'm just telling you what the answer is. And I only hope for the best. Knowing what you know also, that people's habit difficult to change. But people should realize how difficult can it be when our life is at stake. This is the thing people must understand, that once we lose our life, good habit, bad habit, gone with it. You see, it was very difficult for many people to quit cigarette. Yeah? More difficult than quitting meat even, because it's an addiction. Yeah? And they can quit. You see? They can quit. So, meat, you replace a piece of meat with a piece of vegetarian protein. It tastes similar, and it's more nutrition. It's cheaper, it's healthier, it's more noble, it's morally more correct. It's not much, really, to change. Because even nowadays, there are vegetarian food that are made look exactly the same like the beefsteak that you're eating. And it tastes almost the same. You ask the vegetarian, the people who change into vegetarian diet, they will help you and they will tell you the taste is absolutely delicious. So it's not much of a sacrifice. It's just a choosing of different kind of food, which look exactly the same and taste similar. I don't see why not. Just change it. Just do it. Just do something new. Our life should not be always the same. Our life should be about changing, improving, exciting new experience, exciting new discovery. Is that not so? Yeah. Why shouldn't we improve our life? Why shouldn't we try new things? If it's good for us, we try it. I encourage everyone to try. Make something new out of our lives. Do something new. Have fun. Why not? Have fun changing, experimenting, exploring new alternative way of life. Yeah? Try a new corner of the universe. It will be good for you. It will be absolutely good for you. I guarantee. You see, I'm a vegetarian. And I'm still here. I look healthy, no? So please, try it. Thank you for asking. Thank you. Planting tree is good. Please continue to plant trees. Just change to vegetarian diet. If not completely, then partially. You will love it. You will love it. And the animals will love you. You will feel great. You will feel blessed. You will feel lighter in your being. You will feel more intelligent, more energy. Look at all the vegetarian athletes. Even Muhammad Ali, he's a vegetarian. He's a world champion boxer, okay?
Our next question actually will come from Mr. Mukul Basu. Mr. Basu is a representative of the Universal Foundation from India.
Hi, Mr. Mukul Basu.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I am glad to participate in this seminar today. And as we have been only talking about the vegetarian, and vegetarian can help protecting our global warming. And I come from a country where many people are vegetarian, and I am a vegetarian from my childhood. And a lot of Indian religions like Jainism, Sikhism, Buddhism, and Hinduism, they follow and practice the vegetarianism. But my point is a little bit different in this sense. Though vegetarians also get sick, and it is not that only non-vegetarians get sick, and one of my prospects of saving the earth from the global warming is that protect yourself for not being sick, preventing yourself from the disease. Since I am a yoga teacher, and I am promoting the prevention of that. So my question would be that except the vegetarian viewpoint, for example, the kids, it is the matter of lifestyle to change. For the kids, when they choose to play with a computer game or internet interactions and all these instead of going to the nature and enjoy, find the beauty from the nature, they select themselves, even though they are vegetarian, they invite to have many different diseases. So it is just an example I am giving you. That way, I believe from other aspects also, there are different thoughts to be given to save the global warming, especially since you are a religious leader. And I would like to know one thing. Since peaceful lifestyle can save us from the violence and war, and this violence and wars are one of the great causes of the global warming too. So there are so many religions in this, there's religious groups in this universe. And beside the vegetarian diet, what other way do you think that we can bring the peace in the universe amongst all these different religious groups? Because most religious group would say, my group is the best and others is the next. So
right.
What would you give the suggestion? What sorts of movement could give the solution to protect our society from this kind of violence and war by not having this kind of religious discrepancies, disagreement?
Thank you for asking. Good question. I guess your main question is, how can religions help to prevent ideologic war, right? Okay. You see, sir, we have a television which called Supreme Master Television. We air all different viewpoints of different religious scriptures every day. That means Hinduism, Jainism, Taoism, Confucianism, Christianity, Muslim, and etc., etc. Yes. My idea is to promote a harmonious understanding between different faiths, because I know myself that we have only one religion. That is the religion of love. And God is love. And we have only one God. Well, it doesn't matter if we have two, three gods. God is love. So if we believe in God, we should be loving each other and harmonious, living with each other. All right. So now, that is why we have all religious speakers and ideology on our television. So that probably would answer your question at how we would do it. And that is just our individual and our group. And I hope many other groups somewhere in the world, they are also doing the same. It's just maybe not yet enough, not big enough. So you will do it, and your next religious body will do it, your friends will do it. By the way, I'm not a religious leader. I'm just your friend. I'm just reminding everyone that comes to ask my opinion that they should live according to their religious teaching. Yes, they should study more of their scriptures and practice it. Practice it, yes. Because sometimes we read the scripture, but we don't practice, right, sir? That's the problem. So we read it and we practice it. Like nonviolence, we absolutely have to adhere to that. We don't kill and we don't steal, but we save lives and we do charity. We love each other, we help each other. Yeah, and we keep to our moral standard. What don't belong to us, we don't take. Instead, we give what belongs to us to whom we need. All religion teach us that. So we just have to practice it. Instead of bickering with each other, we look back into our teaching and see what the master have taught us, what the prophets have taught us. That's all we have to do. There's no need even to do anything else. The scriptures are really enough for us to live in peace, but only if we practice it. And please do your part to help others to understand. I know you understood it. I know you master this knowledge. And I know you're spreading it. Just make sure everybody else does the same. If you can. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And thank you for living an exemplary life for everyone else to follow.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, it's not just vegetarianism that we're promoting. Huh? It's just because we are talking in the context of this. You know, everybody asks about vegetarianism. So I would answer in terms of that. But the technology has to change too. Every day on the Supreme Master Television, we promote all kind of living, eh? Not just vegetarianism, but non-vegetarianism is the main cause of our disasters everywhere. Because as we sow, so shall we reap. We are in it together. We are in it together. We somehow have harmed some of our living co-inhabitants, some damaging to the environment that before we know what we knew today, we have done some damage. We are in it all together, so we have to solve it all together. We must sow it together. We know we don't take the blame game. We solve it together. That's why I'm doing the best I can, and you're doing the best you can, and everyone else do the best they can. And that's why we're pouring all of our resources into the Supreme Master Television and the spreading of the news that we have to do it together to protect the planet by all means. Beginning with vegetarianism, because that's the easiest way for any individual to do. Before the government take action, we can be vegetarian and save the planet already. 80% of the planet global warming can be stopped if everybody become vegetarian right now. 80% of it. And 20% is easier to take care. That is replacing with sustainable energy. We take some time. That will take some time to be developed. You see, even if the government wanted, the technology takes longer. Miracle takes longer. So vegetarianism is the only way, is the fastest way, is the most efficient way that every individual can do. That's what I mean, sir. Yeah? Otherwise, we have to do more than that, of course. But 80% of the global warming cause can be stopped by the population of the world turning into vegetarianism. Because that is the bad karma, the bad retribution. When we kill, we get killed unnaturally. When we take off the life unnaturally, our life will be taken off unnaturally also. See how many diseases in the world, not to talk about disaster. How much the hospitals are filled with patients nowadays that people can afford more meat, more animals products. See how sick people have become. How filled the hospitals are. That's the cause of what we have to reap when we kill animals to eat, or indirectly kill because we eat so somebody else have to kill. Therefore, I tackle this issue more than anything else because that's the only thing that we can do faster. Yeah? Faster than scientific development, faster than technology development, faster than government's reaction. Just easy, simple, and just do it for our sake, for the children's sake. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Of the planet global warming can be stopped if everybody become vegetarian right now. 80% of it. So vegetarianism is the only way, is the fastest way, is the most efficient way that every individual can do.
Thank you for joining us today for this special presentation of the rebroadcast of the live conference, the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming, with special guest, Supreme Master Qinghai, with the conclusion airing on Friday. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, right after Noteworthy News. May the Providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom, and love.